Now, a story about people who've been so heavily hurt by the slow economy that they've turned to gambling to make money. They're the nation's governors and legislators, and many of them want to expand legalized gaming in their states to ease budget shortfalls. Some are thinking about starting lotteries, others want to legalize casinos. And as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, one especially popular idea is allowing horse racing tracks to install slot machines.
Each year, more than 3 million gamblers come to the Charlestown Racetrack in West Virginia, but most of them never set eyes on a horse. In the past few years, Charlestown has transformed itself from an old-fashioned horse racing venue into what people in the gambling industry call a racino, a glitzy complex with both a racetrack and slot machines.
There, see, I hit something. 20 right off the bat.
75-year-old Dorothea Parsons comes to Charlestown a couple times a month. A retired hospital worker, she drives 2 hours to get here from Pennsylvania. Parsons says she spends about $300 each visit, all of it on slots.
We used to go to Atlantic City all the time, and this is a lot closer for us.
And do you leave with more than you came with?
No.
Why do you keep coming back then?
Well, you need to do something, you know. You can't just sit at home and look at the four walls. I enjoy this, so I spend my money here.
Since West Virginia became one of seven states to allow slot machines at racetracks, Charlestown has grown into a popular tourist destination, especially for people who live within a couple hours' drive. Track Vice President Roger Ramey credits the machines with resurrecting Charlestown, which, like many tracks, was having trouble making money from horse racing alone.
This track in 1994-95 was suffering losses of about $2 million a year and couldn't continue to run like that, of course, so it's gone from a very bad situation to a rather lucrative situation.
All because of slot machines?
All because of slot machines.
The success of this operation and the three other racinos in West Virginia has been a boon to the state government, which collects 30% of the profit from slot machines. That's created a windfall for West Virginia of about $200 million a year. Not surprisingly, other states are thinking of legalizing slot machines, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of the state of Maryland, Governor Robert Ehrlich.
In Maryland, which borders West Virginia, leaders are debating a plan to allow 11,000 slot machines at four racetracks. Maryland's newly elected governor, Republican Bob Ehrlich, last week appeared before legislators and touted slots as a way to help address Maryland's $1.3 billion budget shortfall.
Without that slots revenue, there's two other options. Cuts, particularly cuts that impact people, and taxes. I choose slots.
Governor Ehrlich says Maryland is losing millions of dollars because its residents go to West Virginia and Delaware to gamble at those states' racinos. Meanwhile, he says Maryland's tracks are dying because they can't install slots of their own. Among the biggest backers of the governor's plan are people who work in racing. At a gathering of gambling supporters in Annapolis, Judy Miller of the Maryland Jockey Club said slot machines could save the state's dwindling horse industry.
Maryland has been in racing since the 1700s, and it would be a disaster if Maryland would lose the racing industry. I mean, George Washington had race horses. You know, it goes back way, way back, and we want to keep that in Maryland.
Yet the slot machine proposal faces an uncertain future in the Maryland legislature. The Speaker of the House opposes it, as do many local leaders in neighborhoods where racinos would be built. Some critics say the governor's plan gives too much money to racetrack owners and not enough to the state, while others attack it as morally reckless.
No on slots! No on slots! No on slots!
At this protest outside the state capitol, homemaker Lisa Dean carried a sign reading, "Slots hurt tots." She worries the new form of gambling will lead to more crime and give children bad ideas. And she says Governor Ehrlich should look at other options to balance Maryland's budget.
I'd be happy to increase my taxes, and I think this is the you know, I hate to say it, I think it's the chicken way out. It's the way out on the backs of my family and my children, and I'm really disappointed in the governor. I think he can pick another way.
Similar debates are going on in several states. Leaders in Kansas, Massachusetts, and Ohio all have discussed allowing slot machines at racetracks. And in Pennsylvania, slot machine legislation is a key part of the governor's agenda. In all, more than a dozen states may expand gambling in some form this year as they struggle to address tens of billions of dollars in budget shortfalls. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Annapolis, Maryland.